There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here for another hour of local talk with you at 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through on the text line and the telephone. And a reminder, too, if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us one of those talkback messages. Just look at the microphone icon on the front page of the app there. If you'll press that, it lets you record a message, email it to the show, and then we can play it back. Saturday, I was at an event. And I was sitting there, I walked in, and there's somebody I've known over the years standing there, and he said, "Hey, man, just last week I went and saw your buddy Clint at Adventure Earth Bicycles." And a lot of y'all tell me that. And he said, this is the thing that happens. I warned you about this, right? So I've been riding my e-bike 2 years plus now that I got it from Adventure Earth Bicycles. I've got the off-road because that's mostly where I ride mine. Mine's a Magnum from, it's a Scout. Like Scout's the model, Magnum's the brand that I ride. I love that bike, but that is not right for every place. Because this person said, "Hey, I went in and said I want to get the bike that Sean rides," and then Clint asked him some questions about where he was going to ride. And by the time the discussion was done, he said, "Well, why wouldn't you get? Because you're not going to be off road with it. Why wouldn't you get a lighter bike to be able to get the same mileage with a smaller battery?" All those things. And so it was really good. So when you go into Adventure Earth Bicycles, and of course they have 400 non-e-bikes in stock at any time, but they have 50 e-bikes ready for you to take a test ride on. Let Clint help you, because it may be a bike that's right for me, an e-bike that's right for me, and what I do may be different for you or different for somebody else in your family. There are so many different e-bikes out there in stock, and Clint is a master of this. So if you're like, "Man, I just ride on pavement all the time, or I ride a little bit in the grass and then mostly on pavement, or I'm all off-road, or I want to do these guys, I need this long range, or I just need 15 or 30 miles," all those things go into the formula, and then Clint can show you the best the bikes that fit that description. And that could be like the Magnum that I have, or it could be a Fuji or Denago or Ufree. So many brands, he's got them in stock, and he can guide you to the best e-bike. Let me tell you, it's going to get you back into bicycling like never before. Go see my buddy Clint. He is at the corner of Little Flower and Airport, right there in Midtown, right across from Bruce Chris. See him online, adventure-earth.com. But it's most fun when you go see him in person and tell him I said hi, and let him kind of direct you and give you a better idea of the right e-bike for you. And then call me, tell me what you got, because I do appreciate that. I enjoy when people say, "Hey, man, I got an e-bike and I got one of these and I'm doing this and that with it." I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to with my e-bike. I ride it around the farm several times a week, but hopefully getting to go do a trip to the Smokies this summer. And I'm looking for some of those rides in the Smokies on that e-bike. And also using it to shuttle for canoe trips. But that's a whole other conversation. All right, y'all check them out, Adventure Earth Bicycles. Let's do this. We'll go to the text line here. And actually, before we do that, and we can go back, the podcast of last hour will be up fairly shortly. And you can hear comment from Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest. Talked about many things in the last hour. But one of them was came off one of y'all's text asking a question about the video there and the review from Kenyon Brown, right? And the sheriff went on to say what he saw. I think it was, I'll find the right text who asked the question, but one of y'all, and sorry if I don't have your, okay, it's one of y'all, I don't have your name here, but I'll get it at some point. Asked the question about the video that was one of the six incidents in the Kenyon Brown report, about what transpired. And you heard the sheriff specifically say He watched that video of one of those six, and it was, he said, we can go back, fabricated. The report from Kenyon Brown was fabricated, inaccurate, wrong. We used all those words. I think you go back through. Then I mentioned while we were talking, I got an update here from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson's office. Now, remember, this was the Kenyon Brown report that came out, and part of that was the six incidents that happened that were detailed in that report. And so while the sheriff didn't say what incident it was, he just said he saw the video of what this was, and then he read the report. He said it's just not true. Then I get this from the mayor's office. Mayor Stimson says, it is most unfortunate that Mr. Brown's team did not thoroughly review all the evidence before publicly making the allegation against a longtime professional educator. When brought to our attention, I immediately asked MPD Internal Affairs to review the evidence and asked Mr. Brown to revisit his findings. The evidence reviewed by Internal Affairs support Axel's findings that a crime did not occur. Going forward, we will assist the leadership at Axel as they work to clear up this matter. And that Axel is Axel Academy. And they themselves, Axel Academy, has refuted the report. But we'll get to that later on in the hour, but just wanting to bring that full circle. So if you were wondering about what the sheriff said, you can go back and listen to the podcast, or if you heard it, you now hear that and the response from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. All right, without further ado, y'all say hello to April Marie Fogle of probably guest host fame ranks here at FM Talk 106.5, but mostly for Jeff's show. But, you know, April Marie, it's, you know, it's nice when you guest host my show. I think you got pretty good reviews, so keep at it. What I'm doing is I need you to fill in for me coming up, so I'm trying to butter you up here.
I was going to say, anytime you need me, Sean, I have no idea what the technical difficulties I was just having were, but I'm glad to be on with you today. How are you doing down there?
No, we're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah, I don't know. We only had about, I don't know, 16, 18 inches, 25 feet of rain last night. So, you know, we're just making it through that.
It is. This weather has been absolutely wild. And it is the kind of weather that just makes me want to stay in loungewear and not get up and work at all.
Well, with loungewear doesn't mean you have to stay home. Have you not been to Walmart?
You know, I actually had a conversation with my daughter about this recently, is that self-respecting adults don't go out of their house past a certain age, past college maybe. You self-respecting adults don't go out of their house in loungewear.
Well, I mean, you would say that, I guess, and by definition, the self-respecting adults part, because she could go out and see anywhere that there's lots of adults that are lounging.
That is true. That is true. Speaking of lounging, are you continuing to follow? Last week we did we talked about the Stormy Daniels testimony in the Trump trial. Are you following the latest with Michael Cohen?
Yeah, I have. And when I say I follow the latest, it is tough, right? Because it could dominate. You could become unemployed very quickly if you spent your day listening, because I mean it goes on and on and on. But yes, I kind of review it in the evenings. The Trump team now, you know, going to be cross-examining Michael Cohen. I think we'll hear the screams from here of that. I can't imagine that's not going to be a bloodbath.
Well, he's just so unreliable, and I have to say that I love the fact that they are taking Trump surrogates and Trump supporters and putting them in the courtroom. Yesterday was Steve Marshall and Tuberville. Today it looks like Vivek is there with Williams. This is Donald's. This is cracking me up.
Okay, what about, so, you know, I saw that, and it's a good time for those folks like Senator Tuberville to go out, and, you know, then the media's there and they can give some commentary about what's going on. You know, keep that drumbeat going. Beyond that, what is the benefit of having the speaker or Vivek or Senator Tuberville or others in the audience? How does that help?
At this point, the only, like, this goes feeds right into my Tuberville is looking for an appointment. I think all of the polling is showing that Trump is going to win this thing. If you had asked me that before, even a couple months ago, I would have been like, it's going to be close, you know. But no, I think Trump is going to win this one. And okay. So I think half of these people are trying out for administration spots. There's still a couple trying out for the VP spot. I'm not really sure what Marshall was doing there, what Steve Marshall was doing there. It makes sense for those who want something, except maybe those who want an endorsement later, right? So you get to say, I came, I showed up, I checked, you know, I checked that box, and I'm going to call later down the road and ask for your support.
Okay.
So what does it have, for the rest of the world? Absolutely nothing.
Right, there we go.
It absolutely shows the suck-up factor.
There we go.
Each of these individuals.
There we go. That's what I'm getting at. It's the suck-up factor, which Trump seems to like. So it probably works in their benefit.
Trump's voters, at some point, it's going to be on a mail piece that Steve Marshall
is
showing himself at, you know, it'll be in a TV commercial. I stood against the lawfare when they came after Trump. And so
can I ask a rude question? And the Attorney General's on the show. I like the Attorney General. He and I get along. We talk about Uriah and places in South Alabama and have good conversations. But how is that? And maybe we'll get him on to talk about it, but how is that doing the job of the Attorney General of the state of Alabama? I mean, if that's his job, how is being there? Now, when he's arguing a case that he is part of in front of the Supreme Court, I get all that. I support that. But when he's just there being in the courtroom, how is that the job?
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with him actually being the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, with the exception of his ability to say, again, later, that he was beside Trump and he was there. This is a campaign message, not a official office message, essentially. And all of these guys are going up there with their talking points of, we're seeing the judicial. He's Alabama's top, the Attorney General is kind of our top law enforcement guy, right? And so you've got this guy going, they are weaponizing the law against Trump here. So in Trump's head, it adds credibility. Like, I've got Attorney Generals coming here to tell me how wrong this is. And I don't feel good, Trump.
Well, I think
I just made Trump black. I don't even know what I did.
But no, I think that the idea that it's the idea that it's wrong is fine. It's just I try to put the shoe on the other foot. If this was flipped around and you had a attorney general of a liberal state going in to sit alongside, if this was Biden in that situation, or Clinton, wouldn't people go, well, they're just wasting taxpayer money. Why is that person going there and sitting alongside them?
Yeah, well, I guess there is a question to be asked of, did it cost the state of Alabama any money to send Steve Marshall there? I doubt they paid for it with state funds. That would be hard to imagine. But, was he there in the capacity of...
Right, the capacity.
Was he there in an official capacity? And I doubt he was. Like I said, he was there for the B-roll later for a commercial. And he was there so that he can tell donors in Alabama who love the president that he showed up.
Let's something else we'll look at there. You mentioned that, it looks like they're sucking up because Trump's going to win. I agree. I think Trump wins this. But a fair question, and our friend Jeff Poor brought it up today. I've thought about this, but I don't think I've vocalized it, and he did first. Why is it that the polls are correct now? The polls, if you look at the polls, they had Hillary winning. I don't believe the polls. I'm a conservative. I don't give any kind of toot toots about the polls. And then, well, now the polls, look, the polls are saying Trump's going to win. These polls are great.
Interesting question. Here's the thing is, I think that it used to be, if someone called my house and said, are you voting for Trump? No matter, even after I decided I was voting for Trump, I'm not sure I would have told him. Now I'm like, versus the other guy? Heck yeah. And so I think there is some level of I just don't give a flip anymore. And I'm going to tell everybody that look at Biden. He's so bad for our nation. And I think that they've just also learned from their mistakes in the past, that they were wrong and how they were off.
As we talk about Biden, too, and let's talk about the politics of the general, you look at this withholding of what the Congress had passed. Wherever you think about, and talking to everybody listening, whatever you think about whether we should be supplying Israel or not, with these weapons. Congress made the decision. Congress holds purse strings. Now the executive branch has stepped in and denied the will of the elected representatives of the people to give this aid to Israel. If this is, as many say, this is a way to court votes in Michigan and Muslim votes out there, do you really think that they're that easily fooled? Like, oh, well, he just stopped them for now, so now I'm going to vote for him? I mean, that seems like ridiculous, too.
It does seem ridiculous, and his actions show that he's willing to cater to the far extremists. And we've seen that in the Republican Party, too. But Biden, to date, he's mainly done it on the social issue stuff. This is a world stage. This is the president of the United States saying, I'm playing politics, I'm playing election politics with something as serious as this war. And it is a war. And so so I don't think that anybody falls for it. I don't think that the Democrats he's trying to appease, it's not enough for them. These little protesters on campus, these people blocking the airports, they aren't going to turn around and vote for Biden because he's suddenly, withholding military aid.
Right. That you said exactly what I wanted to say, because I see these moves and I go, do you think that by and large, those folks that were really ticked off with the Biden administration, that they weren't wearing the kafaya and flying the Palestinian flag over the White House, they're going to all of a sudden go, well, he's withheld this shipment of munitions. Now we're all excited about voting for Biden. Either they were going to do it or not. I think this is a wasted move, but it is very bad in realpolitik. But it's a wasted move to do that for just some imagined but not happening political gain.
Yeah, I think that whoever is advising him, I think he loses net loss way more than gain, because it will motivate people who stand with Israel to say that we have to have Trump back, that we really cannot continue under Biden. I think that the last, even the last 4 to 6 weeks have just been devastating to Biden's reelection chances.
There we go. April Marie, folks want to find you online and court you to come back and guest host the show. How do they do it?
At April Marie, that's APRYLMARIE, on Twitter and Facebook.
Good stuff. No threads? No True Social?
No.
No TikTok?
Two is enough. Okay. No TikTok. No TikTok.
All right, just checking. There she goes. Thanks, April Marie.
Bye, darling.
Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
It's 127 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Quick reminder, love your vote in the nappies, votenappies.com. While they're voting for FM Talk 106.5 and so many other great people or companies to vote for. I keep pushing my buddy John Young, best Mobilian, best police officer. Look for that in City Life, John Young. That's the John Young you hear, my buddy who comes on with us. And we got to get him back on the show very, very soon here. The text line popping. Adam says, I think Kenyon Brown needs to be sued for defamation. This texture says, nothing like the mayor making the cops look like jackbooted thugs. Thanks, Sandy. Well, I would argue that they just came back with, right, the commentary was, let's see. Well, I read it earlier. I could get it back up here in a press release that came out from the city where, let's see. Mayor Sims said, it's most unfortunate that Mr. Brown's team did not thoroughly review all the evidence before publicly making allegations against a longtime professional educator. When brought to our attention, I immediately asked MPD's Internal Affairs to review the evidence and asked Mr. Brown to revisit his findings. The evidence reviewed by Internal Affairs support Axel's findings. The crime did not occur. Going forward, we will assist the leadership at Excel as they work to clear up this matter. I wonder, though, will there be comment like that in the future for the police department? It does. I mean, one apple spoils the bunch, right? I mean, as a citizen here, is dramatically different as what is in the video of this one of the six items alleged in the review from Kenyon Brown. As opposite as that is of what he said, of what actually happened, it leads to questioning everything else in there. I think that's a fair, I mean, it's a fair thing to say. So it's, and it is flagrant. I've now got to, I mean, it's flagrant. It's that the sheriff said it, the mayor said it. It's not just like a nuanced difference in interpretation. It's a 180 degree difference. All right. Unnamed texter said, careful, Sean, you're flunking the Trump loyalty test. Oh, I don't know who you are, but I've never, worried about passing any kind of loyalty test. I'm not. Trump, listen, best option out there? Absolutely. And 85% of the time when he was in office, did I agree with his moves? You're darn right. Did I enjoy the economy? You're darn right. But yeah, I'm no acolyte of anybody. So I'm not on this earth. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, you know what this reminds me here with the Wanton song? Leanna over on our Facebook page is putting some music, trivia, some history up there. I like to play this game. Some of y'all realize I spent a couple decades in rock and roll radio before launching FM Talk. And so there's Zeppelin is the feature this evening. She's going to put up Led Zeppelin and Mobile in that combination. So good stuff. Check that out. Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Also, if you're people are asking about podcasts the last hour, so those are up now. You can check those out. The podcast, My Conversation with Sheriff Birch. Check that out. Share that with friends, family, and beyond. In addition, yesterday's show, we're having a discussion the first hour of yesterday's show when AL1 Congressman Jerry Carl talked about, among other things, but, you know, he knows what hooks me, and he said about the increase that he got pushed through in Washington for our snapper poundage, right? So an increase in poundage takes us up from like 593 to, I think, 684, something like that, in extra, which I think I figured out my good old boy math the other day. I figured out it's like another 14,000 snapper with average size and all that. So more snapper season, more pounds to fish through, so that's good news. Of course, snapper season starts a week from Friday. And as I'm getting to this, I'm thinking about my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. Best thing to do is to go check out the great incentive deals on brand new boats like Solace and Regulator and Albemarle and Bulls Bay, all those with incentive pricing on them right now. But in addition, if you're just making sure your boat's ready to go for fishing this year, Blue Water Yacht Sales Service Department. And first of all, if you want to get the work done by them, by a certified Yamaha Master Tech, they can handle that. They've got, and not only do the work on the engines, they'll do the work on everything on the boat. Pump filter failures, I think, are the number one failure in engines. They're going to do that. They're going to do a checkup, all the repairs, equipment upgrades, anything that you need to get out and fish or go on a boat ride with your family and have a great time. They will do a stem to stern or bow to stern. I don't say stem. I say bow to stern check on your boat. So that could be running lights. That could be impeller in your water pump. That could be any kind of safety equipment on the boat, all those pumps on your boat. Make sure they're working. Make sure everything's perfect before you splash in the water and get out there if you're just riding or going fishing. Blue Water Yacht Sales, their service department, they can do that work for you. And if you are a do-it-yourself kind of person, they have a great Kelsey in parts. You know, I brag about her all the time. She's amazing. You can get all the parts and the Yama lube, Yama filters, all the original manufacturer equipment for your engine right there at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. So get them to do the work, or if you're doing the work, they've got the parts you need. They're located at Orange Beach and here in Mobile on the East Beltline there on 65. Go by and see them at Blue Water yachtsales.net is the website. But yeah, get that work done. Make sure the boat, if you have any kind of fears that the boat may leave you looking like a fool when you go to back down at the ramp, don't do that. Get the work done and get ready to enjoy it. And by the way, too, this is a cool note that Forrest sent me the other day, because I have such respect for this man when it comes to the world of fiberglass. My buddy Mike Lesarge from Fiber Plastics, they're doing all fiberglass work. Then if you take your boat in to get other things done, you say, hey, I need to get some fiberglass work done. My man Mike Lesarge is doing that fiberglass work, and he is the best, y'all. So get him to do it. All right, Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. To the text line here, let's see. Earlier, that's a story for another day, because it doesn't have meta, because when I was talking to the sheriff, we were talking about something pretty serious with the way people would shoot up a crowd without fear that were out thought about what would happen next and they would get caught and death penalty or life in prison. I said, maybe it's just being young and, you know, just wanting to do something right then without thinking about the consequences down the road. And I mentioned I hijacked a report card in my past. Doesn't have meta, said, no way Sean Sullivan would do that. That's got to be a Joe Biden type tale. It's a real one. The difference between mine and Biden, it doesn't make me look good. It's a real tale of when I decided to wait at the mailbox for a report card. And I, you know, here that's been 40 some odd years or something, and I still remember it. Seems like some things stick with you, don't they? All right, there's a lot of people talking about the signage. All right, so on the signage part too, getting this from Mobile County. So the county commission meetings have had announcements about asking the candidates to remove their signs from county right-of-ways. So that has come out from Mobile County. Obviously, if you're in the general, those signs should stay up. You're competing through November. But for all those signs, for people that were in the primary are still up, the county, Mobile County, has made them aware of it. I don't know where the teeth are in that, because we talked to the sheriff about it. I don't know what you can do to, you know, how you're going to make them. But I know the idea was maybe $25 a day to the campaign for every sign that's still up after 30 days. What did C.B. Carl, I think, was saying? Somebody here said in Jefferson. Yeah, C.B. Carl said, when I lived in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, they fined anyone who left signs up for more than a week, even yard sale signs. That would keep a whole department busy around here, C.B. Carl. But the only benefit there is that might be an arm of government that could pay for itself, because there's lots of that going on. And they maybe it could be a department that could do that and self-finance through the fines. On the concealed carry permits, Charlie says, I went to renew mine a little while back and they kept telling me to get the lifetime. And I said, no, I want the money to go to the sheriff's department. So you might want to let people know working there that. Okay. So on your concealed carry permit, what the sheriff said, if you get the lifetime concealed carry permit instead of the 5 year or less, 100% of that money goes to the general fund. If you want money to stay, some portion of that money to stay here with Mobile County Sheriff's Office, you need, and I don't know why they did that in the legislature. I don't know. I'll dig into that. But the five or the lessers, that money has a chance, portions of it going to the sheriff's department. But the lifetime, 100% of that goes to Montgomery. And, you know, they need more money in Montgomery. Maximus comes back and says, okay, because I just said, well, the mayor had put something out to talk about this, this report from Kenyon Brown that at least in one of these specific cases is just wrong. So Maximus says, okay, saying that now, though, is like someone says something damning in court and the judge says jury will disregard, knowing damn well they don't. That is true, too. Maximus, 100% true. It is always the, you know, they put some salacious headline up. It's like the Russian collusion thing. You could still ask people in this country, they'd say, oh, yeah, he colluded with Russia. And be like, you know that got disproved? You know that? No, I don't. Because the retraction is nowhere near as exciting, right? Even in the old days of printing papers, and they'd print them in the back of the paper, a retraction, then people wouldn't turn that far back into the paper and see it. But even in today's world, even if it was posted in the same place that the original allegation was, it's people already get their minds made up, and they move along assuming something is true that is not. Jesse says a fee of $25 a sign, right? I'm taking a person's sign who I don't like and putting them everywhere for months. Yeah. Jesse is an asymmetric thinker. I don't know Jesse, but I am amused, Jesse. That's kind of the way I think on things. Not that I do it, but I think the same way. And I have one of my children who continues to amaze me. I'm like, yeah, that's something. It's probably genetic that you come up with ideas like that. this texture says there's consequences of the way parents have raised their children, and I will say the baby boomer grandparents have had a lot to do with it. Can't read the Bible in school, but you can read it in prison. Something wrong with that picture. Interesting. Interesting compare and contrast. Well, I'm with you in spirit, what you're saying. I am with you in spirit, but I try to be accurate. Could you choose to carry your Bible to school and read it on the lunch break? I went to a Christian school, so it wasn't an issue, but in a public school, could you choose to read that instead of reading whatever page turner you're reading, whatever what we used to read, Mac Bolan books or something like that when I was a kid? Instead of reading that, could you read your Bible in a public school? So, but I do understand the spirit of what you're saying, but I just want to try to make sure we're accurate on that. And if you hadn't heard this whole back and forth, that the discussion that came from Sheriff Birch, is this one of these six items in the Kenyon Brown report, interactions, MPD, and in this case, I think all six cases, they said black folks in our community with varying levels here. This one is not one that led to anybody being shot, but it is the claim, remember, about the student at Excel Academy being grabbed by her hair. Remember that? And people, I remember when it first came up and I was asking questions, somebody called in and said, you don't even realize what happened, which I didn't. I mean, I had not seen the video. But the story now is the report that came from Kenyon Brown, and it's contrary to what the video shows. I'm going to mynbc15.com, so WPMI, they have this posted up. This is a email or just statement that came from Excel Academy, the school. It said, on Tuesday, April 23rd, an independent investigative team hired by the City of Mobile released a report titled Use of Force Review and Report of the City of Mobile Police Department. As noted within the report, the investigator and his firm were engaged by the City of Mobile to perform a review of MPD's use of force in six recent incidents, end quote. Then they go on to say, one of these alleged use of force incidents occurred on the campus of Excel Academy. As part of the investigation, the investigator reviewed an alleged altercation concerning administrative personnel of Excel Academy. Quote, though this alleged incident was outside the intended scope of the investigator's report, and that's the one thing, this one does stand out to me being different. They go on to say, in that it didn't involve the City of Mobile Police Department, Excel immediately commenced another investigation into the incident described in the report. Actions taken by the Excel included speaking with the report's investigator, reviewing all alleged evidence, including the video footage referenced in the report, requesting an external review of the incident by Mobile County Sheriff's Office, speaking with Mayor Stimson's staff regarding the City of Mobile's independent investigation by MPD Internal Affairs of the alleged incident after the receipt of the investigator's report, review of the alleged on-campus incident, including complete concurrence from the Sheriff's Office, that's what you heard earlier, and the City of Mobile concludes that the allegations in the investigators, and the investigator is Kenyon Brown, et al., report are false. False. The report is false. It says, further, the investigator performed an additional assessment of the video and stated that additional review, quote, leaves questions as to the certainty of the initial report's assertions. The board of directors of Excel Academy unanimously concludes the accusations are false and unwaveringly supports all Excel staff impacted by these allegations. The right also, Excel appreciates the excellent faculty and staff who tirelessly devote their days and nights to help develop young people into successful adults. The mission of Excel is to connect students' gifts and passions through personalized learning pathways that build academic skills and professional mindsets so they're prepared for careers in college. Our standards and expectations of all stakeholders are high. Excel staff is fully committed to fulfilling every scholar's needs in terms of academic growth and personal development. All right, so that I will put that up on the Twitter feed. You can read through that as well. This is, the report, and I don't know, and maybe somebody can let me know here with either the investigation or the city, why the Excel Academy was one of the six. It was a faculty thing, and I think later maybe the police were involved, but the initial video is with faculty. Why that was included with the other five in Kenyon Brown's report, I don't know. But now, look, and maybe the video will be released out there publicly. But what you'll see is not what the report says. And it looks like that, for a lot of people, at least looking at what this text line looks like, leaves questions as to the veracity of the rest of the report. It doesn't mean it does, but people are questioning that out there. 343-0106, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1:52, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Check in with my buddy Blaine Price. He's at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And please tell me you still have good news on that financing for us, Blaine.
All of it's still good news, Sean. We still got the zero interest financing on all the zero turn lawnmowers, the tractors, the construction equipment, whether it be skid steers, the stand on mini skid steers, the excavators, as well as the Kubota RTV side by sides. All of it factors zero interest financing with Kubota, and also all of Land Pride implements. If you're just looking for a bush hog or a box blade, you can come in and finance that at zero interest.
Yeah, I love it because I'm a fan of Land Pride as well as Kubota for sure. And you know what? While you and I were talking about skid steers, and I've actually been running one lately, but that stand-on one, maybe I had seen them before, but until you started talking about it, I didn't notice them. Now I notice them. I see people use it.
Absolutely.
Who buys them? We have
a pile of those in our rental fleet here in Robertsdale, and we rent those things every day. We've got the Kubotas and the Toro. The Toro Dingoes are very similar, but we rent those every day of the week. We also sell them as well, and we got some here right now in our showroom up front. So swing by and check them out.
Okay, and like it's every time you and I talk, somebody will text me and say, hey, do they have a such and such in the rental fleet? They can call you and check, and also, as you've said before, even if they did the old cruise by and look if it's in the inventory there, if they don't see that thing,
right,
there's a chance you can get it there within a day from one of your other locations.
Absolutely. So yeah, just because you ride by and you don't see it with your own eyes don't mean that it's not in stock for sure, because we've got three other stores over in Mississippi that I'm running trucks to daily back and forth. So, you know, if I don't have it here today, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have it here tomorrow.
Okay. Well, tell people how to get in touch with you, ask you what they got in rental, what you got in sales, and or just get more information from you.
Absolutely. We're right here in the middle of Robertsdale, right in the middle of town on Highway 59. As you're headed south on 59, we're on the right-hand side of the road. Just look for all the orange equipment. Or you can give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Thank you, Blaine. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Blaine Price checking in from Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor and Kubota's. Yeah. So, there are plenty of people that text me, and I put you through to Blaine, but there's his phone number. Give him a shout. And the rental stuff is awesome, too, because if you got big projects, you can make them go a lot more quickly when you get the right piece of equipment. C.B. Carl said, I'm so old, meaning him. He said, I'm so old that I remember when the Gideons handed out Bibles at our public schools. Of course, I also don't know anyone who was shot criminally. Yeah, maybe those things have something to do with each other. But it would be, I don't know, I don't think there's a law against if the kid wants to have their Bible with them at school and they get downtime or whatever reading it. But yeah, I do follow what the first texter had said. I'm just trying to make sure we're accurate. This texter says, oh, no, it's Jerry. I wonder if we have folks who have never seen a computer like the citizens of New York, according to the governor. What did I miss there? What story did I miss? Because I miss stuff all the time. So I don't know. Yeah, just help me out with that. Only thing in New York, I'm just watching that Michael Cohen is testifying. I'll get, the recap tonight on that testimony. And listen, I understand that when I talked to April Marie, somebody was questioning that I was being too rough on the people going to see Trump. I'm not. Trump can have, people can make, free citizens can make decisions, go sit in a courtroom. I'm just wondering what it actually changes don't know that it changes that courtroom, right? If you're doing it just to show solidarity, all right. Although I think April Marie was spot on too and said some of those folks are just making sure that they get their picture made while they're up there, right, for some kind of future campaign document. Says, I support Trump so much, I was sitting in the courtroom up there with him in New York. Look at me. Here I am. Here's our selfie picture, so vote for me. I mean, you could still be a fan of former president, and I believe to be president again, Trump. And sometimes you got to just point at the people that just fall over themselves and genuflect in front of them and go, come on, guys, just support them, but just be cool. Just don't embarrass yourself while you're doing it, right? Just don't embarrass yourself. The people are asking that the police presence near here. I don't know. We'll let you know. I mean, listen, we're here at Airport and 65. It's not a rarity that there's police presence where we are. We have a combination of, you know, a major thoroughfare here in Airport Boulevard. We have a interstate. We have the Family Inn nearby where I'm often worried that some tired family coming from points north heading south will be passing through here and go, look, there's Family Inn. That's where all the families stay.
Surprise!
Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.